This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
What's going on, everyone? Joe Cameron, John Rich. It is 94WIP. Great to be with you all for rolling this Thursday morning. Well, big day, because the Phils have made it a big day. They get the bye. You know, it really is like the Phillies won a playoff round last night. That's essentially what they accomplished. Now, it doesn't come without some risk. We all know the reality in recent years where teams that have gotten byes have struggled in baseball. So we know that. But look, we wanted to see the bye. We've seen it. It's happened. And now they will try, with only three rounds to win the World Series, to get the whole thing done. We'll talk about that. We'll do a lot on the Eagles today. Play the Bucks in 3 days. All of it with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Plus Jason Kelce coming up at 7:30 today. Richie Rich, good morning.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
The kiwi is the national bird of New Zealand.
Okay.
It cannot fly. It lives in a hole in the ground. It's almost blind. It lays one egg every year. And despite all that, it's survived for more than 70 million years.
And this is Australia?
Wow.
It's New Zealand.
New Zealand. I got to rip those Zealanders. I mean, if it's a bird of it just doesn't fly, doesn't do anything, it stays in a hole, then why is it a national whatever?
It's a pretty big bird, too. Like, I didn't realize.
You're hating on ostriches, ostrich boy?
It's the
ostrich
smallest
boy.
Of,
head
like, the ostrich relatives,
yeah.
But it's still, like, the size of a chicken. These things are big, and they're blind, and they just dig holes and sit there in them.
Well,
yeah, they're very hardy.
I feel like Joe could survive that way.
Joe is like a kiwi. He's like, if Joe could be a bird, maybe he would gravitate most toward kiwi. Yeah.
What I'd like to be is a bear and just hibernate.
That's basically what this is, more or less. That is the life of a bird.
But you have wings.
And you're basically blind. That works out well, too.
Yeah, a little bit. All right, so let's hit it here. So, Phils, let's just tackle this quickly, and then we'll get to the Eagles. Nice job. I mean, so first off, bad job by me. I actually thought when we did the show yesterday, magic number was one. It was two for the Phillies to clinch that bye. So they get it, which is outstanding, obviously courtesy of a Phils win and a Brewers loss. You worried, John, about the bye? Does it concern you a bit?
I have not seen this for our Phillies, so I am not worried per se, but I understand.
We have seen the Braves, though. We have seen, like, we didn't watch all those other series. Like, we didn't see the Yankees and the Dodgers.
We've seen awesome teams fall by the wayside because they sat around for a week.
Yeah.
And like, I was cool. I was cheering on from the sideline for that stuff, but no, I kind of feel like this is uncharted territory that is dicey, that I am nervous about navigating.
Yeah, I am too.
So I haven't seen it. So
yeah.
I don't trust that we will do this well.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. I mean, you know, it'll be
part
fun.
Of why I think we're going to do well this postseason. Part of why I feel like this is a special one is because we've got a couple tries at it, and because they, you know, bank those failures and remember and use that information moving forward to better their chances.
Yeah.
I don't think that applies in this case.
Well, no, this is different for them. So, look, we'll talk to Ruben tomorrow. He'll join us in studio coming up at 7 o'clock today, you know, on how an organization should navigate this. I mean, my hope is that they play multiple fake games. What would they call that in soccer, Seltzer? A friendly.
Let's
play a friendly. My team against your team in a friendly. Wheeler versus Nola.
at the ballpark, I guess, next week. All right, so seriously, I really hope they get at it and play hard baseball because I
Why did you get that voice?
Because
what was
because I hate the term friendly in soccer. Okay. Just call it a freaking exhibition game.
So what so that's the I hate the friendly voice?
Yes. That's the, like I hate the friendly voice.
The boorish friendly voice.
I like that. I like it.
All right, so
I'm a fan.
So part, you know, celebration obviously of the bye, but part legitimate question to you. You know, how do you think the Phillies should navigate it? And does it concern you a bit? I don't think it shouldn't concern you at all because we've seen a lot of teams get clipped in recent years after getting it. So what do you make of it? We'll discuss that, obviously, frankly, for the next week and a half until they play their first playoff game, which will be two Saturdays from now, game one of the NLDS, which will be at Citizens Bank Park. All right, let's get to the Eagles as well. So game versus the Bucs on Sunday. It'll be really interesting talking to Jason Kelce. He'll be in studio 7:30 to 8:30 for an entire hour with us. You know, John, let's kind of, you know, bring it back to Jalen Hurts, because yesterday and for a good portion of this week, we've talked about Nick Sirianni, and rightfully so. You know, I think that his decisions from the other day and just the whole thing from last season to the offseason, you know, have made Sirianni obviously one of the two big, you know, centerpiece topics of the Eagles. But the Hurts thing has kind of been more obscured this week because Sirianni had rose to the fore of conversation. Mm-hmm. So similar to yesterday. I'd like everyone, if you're listening to us right now, 215-592-9494, if you're inclined to call, to, as we did yesterday at this time, get on the record about Nick Sirianni. It's really the same question slash topic, just switch in person. Get on the record with where you stand on the Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts. Short term, long term, where are you at? I mean, the whole Hurts shebang, it's year five, big contract. Obviously, he's had major success. He's got a remarkable winning percentage. But we saw major issues down the stretch last year. Start of the season, despite a 2-1 record, I think it had been extremely uneven, to say the least. John, get on the record. And again, everyone, 215-592-9494. Finish the sentence. Same sentence as yesterday, just swapping out a name. Instead of Sirianni, the name is Hurts. And we ask you, Jalen Hurts is what, John Ritchie?
He's elite. He is the quarterback I believe in. He needs.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
To be better.
I'm surprised you still think he's elite. You really believe that?
I think he's a top 10 quarterback.
See, I don't use top 10 for elite. Just for my definition, just to be clear what our definitions are. I consider elite be top 5-ish. Yeah. 5 or 6. Okay. 4 to 6. You know, there were years where, like, the Roethlisberger and the Russell Wilsons were, like, 4-6.
By the end of this season, he will be top 5. I believe that. Well, that's how I feel
that's a declaration.
About Jalen. I don't think he's there now. And I am troubled by that. That bothers me. I've seen him take steps back. But I understand that that's in new offenses. I understand that's with different coaches taking over and coming in and leaving and, you know, passing in and out. But I believe in him. He's looked healthier. He's looked faster.
He has.
That's a big deal. That was a major worry for many.
Yep.
He has been accurate. He's been strong. He's been a good leader. And we haven't seen, we actually have seen him try to pick up his, I don't know, congeniality with teammates. Like, hey, I'm a leader, but I'm also going to be Mr. Talkative. Also, because the team wants him to be Mr. Talkative, too. I appreciate that he's trying to be flexible on that front. As per the Eagles, he is a young player. You know, he's what, 26 years old, playing like a top 10 quarterback, but the inconsistency, the turnovers this season, going back to last season. So it's like these three games and going back 10 games last year, it hasn't been as clean. And I have changed in my perception of, okay, this guy really values the football. He really knows what to do with the football. I've changed my idea to this guy needs more help than what he was getting. This guy needed last year a better structure in place that would give him the hot route, you know, the sight adjust.
Well, he has it, right?
He has it now this year.
Okay.
And the point is, he is playing better, and this offense is doing better against the blitz. That was the big question. Holy cow, Jalen's got this responsibility on his shoulders now. He's setting the calls. He's declaring the mic. You know, he's changing the protections. He's audibilizing at the line of scrimmage. We just saw it in this last game. He gets to a drive route to Dallas Goedert, a play that they had just run the other way, and it's flipped, and it works, and it's a huge game and it gain, and it helps us win the game. Those little things like that really do add up and matter. We saw it helped us win. Like, we have a W in the column because Jalen got to that play.
Yeah,
that matters. So all offseason we're so worried about the blitz. He's doing great against the blitz. You know, check it off. That's a test that he has passed thus far. He needs to continue to improve. He needs to continue to do well. But remember, this is his first time running the show against the blitz in this offense with these players. And now the players that he thought he had are being ripped away from him. You said it yourself. A.J. Brown, the best player on this team. Now the best player on this team is no longer at his disposal, yet he's winning the game. Anyway,
well, you
he's
know,
winning the game without Devontae Smith.
Now, that was impressive. And I'll tell
additionally,
you, the reality is he just went from maybe the best duo of receivers in the NFL to maybe the worst. Like,
and half his offensive line was missing. And this is a quarterback who depends upon all of that, the run and the pass melding together and mattering.
Yeah.
It all needs to work.
So, you know, there's a lot on this, and obviously he's been as you know, as Carson used to be, as Randall used to be, as Donovan used to be, an often discussed athlete that you know, people kind of come down on both sides of. Like, here's what I'll say about Jalen Hurts. I mean, there's a lot to say, but I'll try to sum it up this way. I am concerned about him. You know, you guys have known I've felt that way for a while now. I think he is only a slightly above average quarterback. I don't think he's elite, nor do I think he's top 10. Now, obviously, we've seen him be both top 10 and tremendously elite, but I don't think he is anymore. I mean, we saw Carson get there and then not. It happens. I fear it has happened to him, not to the same extent, but I don't think he's a top 10 quarterback. You know, I give him tremendous credit for being tough. I think he's incredibly admirable. I think he's a good guy. I think he's got a decent enough arm. It's not a spectacular arm, but it's an arm you can clearly win with. I do agree with John. He looks a bit more athletic than last year, which is really good. But here's the basic bottom line as I see it. He's got to be better, and we can go with all the reasons how and why and all that, pocket presence and all that sort of stuff, not turning the ball over. But I'll just big picture it this way. He's got to be better. One, to justify a $250 million contract. Two, for this team to make a deep run and or to win the Super Bowl. Period, end of story. Like, they can't win a Super Bowl, and frankly, I don't think they can actually come close to winning the Super Bowl, meaning make a deep run, unless he plays better. So, you know, I am concerned. This isn't like, you know, throw him out time. It's not that. This isn't, you know, mid-2020 season of Carson Wentz. This isn't after the 2020 season of Carson Wentz. But it feels to me very 2019 Carson Wentz, early part of the year before the surge at the end when people were back on board. Like, it feels to me like there should be real questions of whether he's going to be the long-term quarterback of the Eagles. And the good news is he's going to get an opportunity, and we are going to get an opportunity, and the Eagles are going to get an opportunity to see how this thing plays out over the next, you know, whatever's left, 14 games this year and beyond. We'll find out. I am concerned. I think he's above average, but only slightly. And for $250 million, frankly, I want a lot better.